in the U.S. that we're everywhere, whether you like it or not. You know, it's our histories are embedded very much in our in this culture that we call, you know, America and U.S. And so I think that having the because, you know, we're so much about evidence and what's your, you know, what's the proof, that I'm really glad that I have these.
Lizzie's kissing man like a long walk home when the music stops.
Hello, this is Pamela Badilla, your neighbor from Data Data International Folkloric Theater, and you're listening to your radio station, WGXC, Acre, New York, hands-on community radio for Columbia and Greene County. Enjoy.
Power pledge drive here at WGXC. We're raising money so that we can renew the lease on our broadcasting tower. And of course, we're appealing to you, our staunch supporters, our listeners, to give us a hand. You're actually giving yourself a hand. We would like you to make a contribution. It can be a one-time contribution. You can mail us a check. Just mail it to Post Office Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. We actually now accept cryptocurrency. I have no idea how we do that, but I know we do. So, you know, whatever is your pleasure. We use PayPal. You can use a credit card. We accept donations of stock. Just think about that. So go to our website, wgxc.org, and click on donate. All the information is right there.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Matt and Cassidy Bua of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. New York State of Politics reports that on October 13th, lawyers for Attorney General Letitia James filed a motion for a preliminary injunction to stop Donald Trump's company from selling or transferring assets without court approval. Lawyers for James say that shortly before she filed a lawsuit against the Republican in September, Trump incorporated a new company in Delaware named Trump Organization LLC, in an effort to avert scrutiny. Lawyers for James wrote in their October 13th court filing, and I quote, "Beyond just the continuation of its prior fraud, the Trump Organization now appears to be taking steps to restructure its business to avoid existing responsibilities under New York law," end quote. Trump's attorney, Alina Haba, said no court oversight is necessary. Haba said, and I quote, "We have repeatedly provided assurance in writing that Trump Organization has no intention of doing anything improper. This is simply another stunt which Ms. James hopes will aid her failing political campaign," end quote. In the lawsuit James filed last month, James's office accused Trump of regularly misleading banks and others about how much assets such as his golf courses and other real estates were worth. You can read the full story at New York State of Politics. The Troy Record reports about Albany County's proposed $768.8 million budget for next year. That is a proposed 5.9% increase over last year's budget. Because of new construction and increased valuations on existing real estate, the effective tax rate would be $317 per $1,000 next year, down from $345 per $1,000 this year. McCoy said in a press release, and I quote, "As families continue to struggle with historically high inflation, and as the Federal Reserve looks to continue raising interest rates, we must be prepared for a possible economic downturn in the future. That's why I'm proud to present another fiscally responsible budget plan that holds the line on taxes now for the 10th year in a row without making cuts to our workforce or the innovative programs and services that our residents rely on each day, end quote. Now the proposed budget will move through the legislature, beginning with the Audit and Finance Committee annual review of the budget, beginning at 5:30 p.m. on October 19th. Read the full story in the Troy Record. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman that Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation's electric supply prices are four times higher than they were 4 months ago. The current price per kilowatt hour from Central Hudson is now 16.93 cents. In June, the cost was 4.18 cents per kilowatt hour. But Central Hudson's natural gas prices have gone down. On October 3rd, Central Hudson was charging 78.8 cents per 100 cubic feet, down from 97.8 cents per 100 cubic feet. The utility said, and I quote, "A number of international, national, and regional forces to continue to create volatility from month to month within the energy supply markets," end quote. Anthony Campagnori, Senior Vice President of Customer Services and Gas Operations, said, and I quote, "We understand rising supply prices can create confusion and stress around utility bills for our customers, and we are working closely with our regulators to find ways to keep them as low as possible," end quote. Central Hudson is under investigation by the Public Service Commission and a Senate committee for billing practices and complaints about customer bills. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
This is the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Current Democratic Representative Paul Tonko from the 20th District votes with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik, currently representing the 21st District, votes with Biden's positions 19.3% of the time. Democrat Pat Ryan just began representing the 19th District and has yet to be included in the rankings.
Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Democratic congressional candidate Josh Riley holds a 5-point advantage over Republican Mark Molinaro in the 19th congressional district race, according to a Spectrum News Siena College poll released October 6. Poll found Riley with 46% of the vote compared to Molinaro's 41%, within a 5 percentage point margin of error of a survey of 470 likely district voters from September 25th to September 28th. The congressional seat includes parts of the Hudson Valley, Southern Tier, and Central New York, and is among a handful of House districts in New York that could determine control of the chamber in the November midterm elections. The poll showed Riley with more support from independent voters than Molinaro, 46% to 40. A majority of voters have no opinion of or do not know enough about Riley, a first-time candidate. According to the poll, a majority of voters in the district hold an unfavorable view of President Joe Biden, and Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, is in a close race against Republican candidate Lee Zeldin. The majority of voters in the district do not like the direction the country is heading. The cost of living and inflation concerns were cited by 52% of survey respondents as the top issue in the race, followed by threats to democracy at 31% and abortion at 28%. Riley campaign manager Cobby Ice said, and I quote, "We're encouraged by today's poll results, but taking nothing for granted. Voters are ready for a change from professional politicians like Mark Molinaro, and Josh is running to bring new leadership that puts people over profits," end quote. Molinaro's campaign manager Will Dawson, however, declined to say much other than the campaign was focused on Election Day, not polls. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that Democratic congressional candidate Josh Riley claims his campaign raised more than $1.6 million in the third quarter and has more than $1 million cash on hand for the final weeks of the election. Voting begins October 29th and ends November 8th this year. With new congressional districts because of redistricting, Riley is running in the new 19th congressional district against Republican Mark Molinaro, who has yet to announce his recent fundraising totals. Riley said, and I quote, "We are proving that people-powered campaign can beat one bankrolled by corporate PACs and special interests," end quote. A recent Siena poll conducted between September 25th and 28th showed Riley with a 5-point lead over Molinaro, but within the poll's margin of error. WSKG reporter Vaughn Golden wrote on Twitter about the poll, and I quote, "The margin of error here is so immensely large that it's plainly silly to use this or any similar poll to suggest someone leads or trails 5-plus weeks before an election, especially if you factor in the number of undecided voters, too," end quote. The poll did give Riley a 52-44% lead outside the poll's margin of error in Greene, Columbia, and Ulster counties. Molinaro is from Dutchess County, which is not in the new 19th congressional district. Riley lives in Broome County in central New York, which was added to the district in redistricting. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Tyler A. McNeil reports in the Daily Gazette that Representative Paul Tonko has declined to participate in another debate this election cycle. Tonko will not agree to a debate hosted by the Daily Gazette October 19th in Schenectady. Liz Joy, Tonko's Republican opponent, has said she would participate in this event and at least two other debates. But Tonko has only agreed to one with public television station WMHT on October 27th. Tonko campaign spokesperson Sean Madges said, and I quote, "Councilman Tonko looks forward to the debate he has already accepted on October 27th to further demonstrate to voters his record on growing the Capital Region economy, fighting for reproductive rights, and repairing democracy after his opponent organized a bus trip to the January 6th insurrection," end quote. Joy, meanwhile, criticized Tonko for ducking so many debates. Joy said, and I quote, "It's disgraceful that a career politician since 1976, Paul Tonko, refuses to accommodate the request of the Daily Gazette," end quote. In 2020, when also running against Joy, Tonko would only agree to one debate. The 20th congressional district election begins October 29th and now includes Rensselaer County. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
Democracy at risk in a nation awash in guns. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Two courtroom dramas unfolded this week in the United States, both the result of America's gun obsession. In Florida, jurors recommended Nicholas Cruz be sentenced to life imprisonment without parole. Cruz murdered 17 students and staff at Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School on Valentine's Day 2018. Meanwhile, a Connecticut jury decided on financial penalties for conspiracy peddler Alex Jones, who was found guilty of defamation. Jones' long claim that the December 14, 2012 massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School was staged and that some of the grieving parents were actually crisis actors reading government-provided scripts in a false flag operation mounted to justify gun confiscation. The jury awarded eight families and one FBI agent in the suit a stunning sum of almost $1 billion. Outside these courtrooms, the cycle of gun violence continues as Americans amass an unprecedented private arsenal estimated at close to 400 million firearms, more guns than people. According to the Centers for Disease Control, more than 45,000 people died by gunfire in the U.S. in 2020. Over 24,000 were by suicide, while over 19,000 were homicides. More than 1,000 people were shot to death by police. These grim figures are without comparison in the world. U.S. gun deaths have become so commonplace they barely warrant a mention in the media. We as a society have grown accustomed to the carnage.
We are a nation under siege.
That's Nina Turner, national co-chair of the Bernie Sanders 2020 presidential campaign, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour last July, one day after a teenager fired on a July 4th parade in Hyde Park, Illinois, killing 7 and wounding 48.
When you cannot take your family to a parade, you can't go to the grocery store. I'm thinking about Buffalo. Your babies are not safe in schools. Uvalde and other incidences over the last past 20 years in this country. We have a problem. And part of this problem is the gun obsession in the United States of America. And unfortunately, we have too many elected officials who are bought and paid for by the NRA.
A majority of Americans support stricter gun controls, but enacting meaningful federal gun control legislation has become virtually impossible. In June, President Biden signed the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act into law. It strengthens background checks for gun buyers under 21 years old, provides money for school security and for mental health services. It doesn't address the core problem, as explained on Democracy Now! By Robin Lloyd, managing director of the gun violence prevention organization Giffords in the wake of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting last June.
There's definitely something specific to the United States and our lack of strong gun laws and our patchwork of gun laws that we have across different states that allow this to keep happening, in addition to the sheer number of firearms that exist in this country and how easy it is to access them.
Giffords is named for its co-founder, former Congress member Gabby Giffords. She survived being shot in the head on January 8, 2011, while holding a public constituent meeting in a Tucson supermarket parking lot. A gunman opened fire, killing 6 people, including a 9-year-old girl. The pervasiveness of guns and gun violence in the U.S. is bleeding into Mexico. The Mexican government has just filed suit in federal court in Arizona, charging 5 Arizona gun dealers with engaging in arms trafficking.
80% of the guns traced back to the U.S. are coming from shops in Arizona, which is a major corridor for most of the top cartels in Mexico, like the Sinaloa cartel and the Cartel Jalisco Nueva Generacion.
Journalist Luis Chapato said on Democracy Now!, the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research, in a recent report, tracks the flow of illicit weapons to armed conflicts and organized crime, leading to more violence and the erosion of governance. Here in the United States, hundreds of millions of guns are purchased legally. Too many are wielded with criminal or seditious intent. This was frighteningly demonstrated on January 6, 2021, when thousands of President Trump's supporters, many of them armed, stormed the U.S. Capitol seeking to overturn Trump's election loss to Joe Biden. Some even wanted to execute perceived enemies of Trump, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Vice President Mike Pence. Trump ally Alex Jones long championed resistance to the peaceful transfer of power in 2021. He's been subpoenaed by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol, but has refused to cooperate. Can democracy survive in a society awash in guns as violence-promoting charlatans like Donald Trump and Alex Jones are increasingly embraced by Republican Party elites? It's the job of us all to see that it does. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now, here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 66 degrees. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 42 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 61 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers after 2 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 42 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia County.
New York's latest foliage report details leaves reaching peak color change locally. The report says, and I quote, in Greene County, foliage is peaking in Windham and should remain so through the weekend, with almost total change and very brilliant red, orange, yellow, and purple leaves. Peak foliage will arrive in the town of Catskill with very brilliant yellow and orange leaves, along with bright touches of red. In Ulster County, reports from Kingston predict foliage at midpoint of change, with more than 50% transition and bright green, yellow, and orange leaves. Columbia County spotters in Old Chatham are predicting near peak to peak leaves this weekend, with up to 80% change and very brilliant ginger, tangerine, canary yellow, paprika, chili, peach, and scarlet leaves. Foliage should be around midpoint of change in Hudson, where spotters expect 50% change and average to bright green, yellow, and orange leaves, along with flashes of red. Foliage will be near peak throughout Rensselaer County with a good mix of bright fall colors. Look for 70 to 80% foliage change in the northern and eastern parts of the county and 55 to 65% change in the southern and western portions. See New York's foliage report for more information.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to Transmission Art and Experimental Sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Saturday, October 15th, tune in to all sort of creative community voices on 90.7 FM during our Tower Power Pledge Drive, where you can make a donation at wgxc.org/donate to keep all sorts of interesting shows on the air. Like at 10 a.m., it's time to turn on the news with the In the Sock Drawer episode. And at 10:30 a.m., there's live radio from Joshua Freed remixing New York City sounds on Hudson Valley frequencies with the Radio Wonderland Dance Program at 10:30 a.m. Then hear the story of WGXC getting on the air at 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., In My Room Radio features music from Taka Minakwa, Bill Orcutt, and Stereo Lab. And then Sadie Woods is the featured artist at 3 p.m. on the Radio Art Hour. And live at 4 p.m., the current Wave Farm residents, Florentia Shirky and Augustine Janoud, have present their sounds of insects and balloons this week at Wave Farm. At 6 p.m. it's time for the Framework Show with works from Ingrid Plume, Richard Scott, Mark Arsenal, Sarah Ruth Alexander, and Monty Espina, among others. 10 p.m. stay tuned for the Tabs Out Cassette Show with music from Bitchin' Baja's Program Hatred and Alex Homan, among others, on 90.7 FM WGXC.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM,
WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Rehearsing and nursing apart, we know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
We're listening to the sounds of the environment on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM during our fall pledge drive. You can hear Quintron's weather warlock, which synthesizes the changes in precipitation, the changes in sunlight, the changes in wind, and the changes in temperature, and turns them into sound. Also, Quintron's traffic sacks. Listening in on the goings-on on Route 23 in Acre. We've got Zach Pop's pond station monitoring the underground or underwater sounds in the Wave Farm ponds. We've got the test site for Acoustic Commons microphone open in the Wave Farm woods. And we're tuning in to the sounds of your environment. Seen lots of mushrooms with the recent rains, also hickory nuts falling off the trees, and boy, those maple trees are a special kind of peach orange, leaves at least. At Wave Farm recently, and we try to keep you in touch with the animal comings and goings at Wave Farm, as well as the environmental impact you can hear from humans. Another reason you might consider making a donation during the WGXC Fall Pledge Drive. It's our Tower Power Pledge Drive. We're asking you to keep the WGXC FM antenna on our tower. But we can only do that if we can afford it, and we need a few more folks to sign up as sustaining supporters to do that. So it's a referendum on if you wanted to keep WGXC on FM this pledge drive. If so, make a donation at wgxc.org/donate. It's wgxc.org/donate is the place to go. If you want to make a difference in your community and vote for community radio with public access on the public airwaves. We want to thank an anonymous listener from Amherst, Massachusetts, who went to wgxc.org/donate to make a one-time pledge of support. We're also very grateful to an anonymous Catskill listener for going to wgxc.org/donate to become our newest sustaining supporter. And another anonymous listener from Catskill becoming a monthly sustaining supporter. WGXC.org/donate. Just 17 cents a day or $5 a month, and you too could be a monthly sustaining supporter at WGXC. Proudly voting for community access to the public airwaves. Can we count on your help today? You can call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate or stop by in person to any of the three local record stores participating in the WGXC Fall Pledge Drive. That's John Doe Books and Records in Hudson, Spike's Record Rack on Main Street in Catskill, and the Boom and Bloom Shop out on Route 145 in East Durham.
But please, go to WGXC.org/donate today and make a difference in your community so it's here tomorrow.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Oprah Show. I am your host, Mark Ziegler. We have quite an interesting one for you today, folks. I survived a hippie cult. We have with us in the studio two people who were once part of the notorious Sunflower Cult, who some believe are responsible for the disappearance of hundreds of young men and women across the country.
Oh, hell no!
Rodeo and Aunt Denise. Thank you for being with us today. How are you feeling?
Well, first let me say, you mentioned that we used to be members of, as you call it, the Sunflower Cult, but actually we're still part of it. More on that later. Secondly, we don't actually use the word cult. Nobody does. That's an offensive term.
Yeah.
We prefer the word team.
Team.
Now, I want you all to imagine driving down a road, and you see some roadkill. It's a spider. You don't stop. Further up the road, you pass a dead cat. You don't stop. You see a dead deer. You don't stop. More driving, more roadkill. You see a bear. Don't stop. You see a gorilla. Don't stop. But then you see a human being lying on the side of the road. And what do? You don't stop. And why? Because she's laughing at you. And she's laughing, and she's laughing, and she's laughing. And that's why I'm sitting here today. Because the Sunflower Cult, Sunflower Team, saved my life. It was the 1980s. I was fighting in Vietnam. I owned all sorts of chains. I lost my way. But now, I cut my hand over wheat fields and corn grows from the whiskers of my choo-choo. And that's all because someone once handed me a brochure that said The Sunflower on it. And from that, I learned the ways of water farms and the human drift. That is, turning people into stargates. How you can exfoliate their pores to the size of brand new Lamborghinis, people, and walk right through them. And I learned that it is through the living body, literally, where you can experience the greatest mind-altering high abracadabra.
It sounds to me like you're not just sympathetic to these hippies, but that you actually love them.
Actually, Ziegler, hippies is an offensive word. We prefer the term earth people. But whatever, you're not my dad.
Ooh.
And so what if your kid goes missing, or you never see your partner again? There are more important things in life. Things are just things, man.
But these people are going bye-bye.
If you can't find these people who have disappeared, then how do you know they're not having a good time, or the best time? You have to understand that we go bye-bye too. We're all out there in a beyond zone that you can't comprehend. And by the way, remember what I said about still being part of the cult? Well, I'm not just still a member, but I'm the leader. And Aunt Denise and I have come here today to turn this whole studio audience into a sea of gaping door holes. To soak you down, to disappear into all of you, with all of you. A pleasure unlike anything you've ever experienced. Come, open up. Ice cream and french fries. Be born again by famous pregnant hunter-gatherers with bandages on their heads.
Ooh.
I am the people. We are the people. And this is love. This is drugs. Drugs is love. Drugs is love.
And this is when the event known as the massive entering occurred. The scene became chaos when thick fog was pumped through the vents. A high-pitched bone horn got blown, and the doors were bolted shut before anyone could escape. Mouths were frozen open in mid-scream as areas on the body began undulating, forming lesion-like portal holes, foaming in parts. From backstage, a horde of Earth people were released, flooding into the auditorium and wiggling themselves into any nook and cranny to deep dose on the drug of flesh. Bare feet were plunged into softened chests. Throats were being dived into head first. There were belly flops into bellies, straight in and beyond. No one in the studio audience was spared, including celebrities like retired wrestling legend Bret the Hitman Hart. The fog spilled out into the street, turning the highway into the dead salt flats of Niagara Falls. Cars were dried out with people petrified inside of them, waiting with glowing corporeal chasms to become multidimensional trailways for weird stoners. All around the riverside, people began disappearing, both host and mooch, to the sound of jumbo bubble wrap being twisted by the universe. Some say this fog is still spreading to this day. Just take a look out your windows. It might be rolling in from the hills, ready to take you to the other side. We'll see you there on the next episode of
Oprah.
You gotta try something.
You got a job at the radio station?
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
WGXC.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. Make your tax-deductible donation now. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Remember, financial support through donations, underwriting, and merchandise sales allows Wave Farm to meet the most basic WGXC operating costs and keeps Creative Community Radio on the FM dial. WGXC.org/donate or area code 518-697-7400.
And yes, the radio tower has a beating heart. That's the Bad Plus song that's playing behind me. The radio tower has a beating heart. And we're deciding with this WGXC pledge drive whether we can keep our antenna up on that big radio tower that has a beating heart. It's a big, expensive radio tower that has a beating heart. It's a big, expensive radio tower that's most of our costs here at WGXC. We're to pay to keep the 3,300 watts of community voices, full power, full-throated, all the way to Pittsfield, Massachusetts and beyond, all the way into northwestern Connecticut and out into Schoharie County and Delaware County and across northern Ulster and northern Dutchess counties and across most of Albany and most of Rensselaer counties and almost all of Greene and Columbia counties. We need your help to decide if we can keep that antenna on that big tower. We got to decide if we can renew the lease. We got to decide if we have the community support to keep belting out all sorts of community voices on that big stick. So we need your help. We need your vote in favor of keeping WGXC on the FM frequencies. please go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate or make a donation in person at one of the local record stores, the Boom and Bloom Shop out on Route 145 on the weekends in East Durham, and then every day Spike's Record Rack in Catskill on Main Street and John Doe Books and Records on Warren Street in Hudson. Stop by in person or go to wgxc.org/donate and make a difference in your community. Vote to keep the WGXC antenna on that big tower. The radio tower has a beating heart from the Bad Plus. We're asking for your beating heart to make a difference in your community with a donation to WGXC during our fall pledge drive. WGXC.org/donate is the place to go to make a difference in your community today.
'cause I'm dating you, Ann. Here I go. To put you down. I'll see you someday, baby, somewhere hanging around.
If you're on a highway and road runner goes beep beep, just step aside or you might end up in a heap. Roadrunner runs on the road all day. Even the coyote can make him change his ways. Roadrunner, the coyote's after you. Roadrunner, if he catches you, you're through. Roadrunner, the coyote's after you. Roadrunner, if he catches you, you're through. That coyote is really a crazy clown. When will he learn that he never can mow him down? Poor little roadrunner never bothers anyone. Just running down the road's his idea of having fun. Do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Thank you.